Support for WSJ comes from Comcast, committed to improving your customer service experience with two-hour appointment windows, including nights and weekends, because they should fit into your life, not the other way around. Learn more at Xfinity.com/service.
How online apps like Tinder have changed dating as we know it.
This is Tech News Briefing from the Wall Street Journal.
Hello, welcome. This is the Wall Street Journal's Tech News Briefing. I'm Tanya Bustos in New York. So with the multitude of online dating apps, first dates can tend to multiply in the era of Tinder. And dating is expensive. Those tabs add up. Thanks to the growing number of online dating services, the economic dynamics of playing the field are changing before our eyes. Here to talk more about this is Wall Street Journal reporter Khadija Safdar joining us in studio. Hey, Khadija.
Thank you so much for having me.
So the number of online dating apps out there is kind of out of control. It seems like it's changed the standard date, particularly when it comes to paying. How are people who are dating these days seeing that change?
So I just want to first apologize. My voice is really hoarse. I lost my voice this weekend. So basically what's happening is that people are able to go on a lot more dates than they probably ever had been able to in the past.
It's so quick and easy, right?
Right, exactly. And because of that, the costs kind of add up. And if you're going on 3 dates a week, I think I did the calculation in my story, it can cost over $20,000 annually in a city like New York or San Francisco.
I believe that, actually.
Yeah, and so basically wherever they can offload the expenses, a lot of people are choosing to do so, whether it's like scaling back and just doing a coffee or letting your date pay.
Yeah, and that's interesting because you write about, it's a fun part of your piece that I think a lot of people can relate to, what happens on the standard date. The check comes, there's an awkward moment, and then something known as the reach happens. Can you explain that whole process?
So when I was just interviewing people for this story, I came across, there's this thing that women do where they'll reach for their wallet.
Sure.
And a lot of them have the expectation that their reach for the wallet will be kind of declined, and some people say, no, I got it,
don't worry.
And so in some ways, the reach, it's basically a fake reach, a disingenuous reach. And so nowadays, when I was interviewing a bunch of them, they said that they're kind of worried that they'll do this fake reach, and the guy will interpret that to be, oh, you're going to pay now.
Right.
And so it just ended up being super funny because you have like guys on this end, some who are trying to offload the cost, some who are also said they're trying to fight gender norms and stereotypes.
Well, there's that too, right?
Yeah.
Because that's been around for decades, that whole gender role confusion and, oh, I don't want to offend. It's interesting how that's still coming into play.
Yeah, so it was super funny because there's like a lot of women that I interviewed and they think of themselves as feminists, but they still expect the person to decline their offer to pay because they view that less to do with gender roles, especially on a first date, and more to do with just etiquette and manners. And I interviewed a manner or an etiquette expert for this story, and she said that the norm is typically the person who invites should be the person who pays.
We're speaking to the Wall Street Journal's Khadija Safdar about how online dating has changed cultural norms. You're listening to the Wall Street Journal's Tech News Briefing.
This podcast is sponsored by HSBC. When it's time to take your business international or take your international presence to a whole new level, HSBC has the network to connect you to the world. Search HSBC International to learn more.
Thanks for joining us. So ultimately, it seems like this is an example of how technology, in this case apps, changes our lives in ways we might not realize. It's really powerful when you think about how it's able to shift cultural norms and take on a life of its own like that.
Yeah, exactly. It has a lot to do, I would say, motivated by the ease and convenience of
being able to go
on a date, right? And so because of that, I think a lot of people would then, there's like a criticism out there that it's made it so that you don't like value as much the social interactions that you have. You're much more willing to be, display poor manners because you think you can get another date very easily along those lines. I heard those kind of criticisms out there, but then also there's this other end of the side of the story where it's like, just society has evolved and we should re-examine the way that we approach some of these social norms. And obviously everyone has very strong opinions on this topic.
Right.
And I hope that sort of comes through in the story. And I also take a look at the comments section. It was just wild. There were so many people with views.
This will get people talking. Super interesting piece. Khadija, thanks so much for the time.
Thank you so much, Tanya.
Wrapping up the Tech News Briefing, I'm Tanya Bustos reporting from the newsroom in New York. Thanks for listening.
Follow the Wall Street Journal on your favorite podcast app. Search WSJ on Apple Podcasts, iHeartRadio, Spotify, Google Play Music, Stitcher, and any Amazon Alexa device. The Wall Street Journal. Listen ambitiously.